bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome to the Bible Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your hosts, Casper Stockham, and Deborah Smith is normally with us online. However, my lovely wife is in studio with us today, Cheryl. And Bible to Business, we are here to work hard and pray hard to enhance the success rate of home-based businesses. We do that in a lot of different ways. We have tools, strategies, techniques. We have webinars, and we have this radio show. If you plug into the radio show, you're going to get the tools you need to be successful in keeping you and your business out of the NFL.
No friends, laugh club.
That's right. A lot of home-based businesses are in the NFL. They treat their business like an opportunity instead of like a business. Mm-hmm. And because of that, they wind up in the NFL with their friends and family. So we are teaching them how to get out of that. We're pulling them out of that. You know, sometimes we have to yank them out. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're in denial about it, but we still try to get them out of there. So one of the things we like to do is pray for your business. So you can go over to our website, which is asanetwork.biz. You can log into there and then put a prayer request in. You can also go over to our Facebook page, which is ASA Network as well, and you can do a prayer request there. So we want to be able to pray for your business. We want to teach you how to pray for your business. So to kick this off, I'm going to have Cheryl come in and pray for the business, pray for the station, and then we're also going to cover Circle Maker stuff.
Amen. Let us go to the Father. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this opportunity that you have given us, Lord, because we know it comes from you. For God, it is you who gives us the ability to get wealth and daily fruitful wealth building, wealth producing, ideas, opportunities, resources, relationships, provision, and business with great favor comes into our hands because of you. It is because of you, God, that we lack nothing, but we have more than enough. Father, we thank you for all that you're doing in our country today. We lift up our president and our vice president. We lift up our House, our Senate, our Congress, Lord God. We lift up our Supreme Court justices. We lift up all of our mayors and governors and aldermen and committeemen and city council members, Lord. We lift them up before you, God, and we ask that you would stretch forth your hand and let your hand rest upon them, Lord God, that they will flow and operate seeking you first, that their laws and the things that they pass and put on the books will be pleasing in your sight, Father. God, we ask that you would strengthen our country, that you would forgive us of all of our sins and shortcomings. We ask that you would bless and watch over and keep us, Lord God. We ask that you would order our steps in the way that we should go. Father, we speak over this nation, unity. Unity, amen. Lord God, that we will come together as a whole and as a community, that we will seek out you, that we will look to love, to forgive, and to do that which is pleasing in your sight, that we will be our brother's keeper. We will be an encourager. We will be a strengthener. We will be peacemakers, Lord. Father, we thank you today for what you have done for us. Father, we lift up every business in this country, every business owner in this country, be it a mom and pop shop, be it a corporation, be it a home-based business. And God, we ask that you would grant us your favor. Grant us the wisdom that we need. Grant us the ideas, the insights, the enlightenment, and the fortitude that we will provide businesses that will be a blessing, that would uphold unity and love, that we will be forgiving of one another, that we will show grace toward one another as you have shown us grace. Father God, we ask you to bless every business, that it will prosper, that it will go forth, God, and be what you have called it to be. Those who have ideas that they are harboring within their hearts, God, give them that courage and that boldness to step out and put those ideas, those inventions into place, God, and get the patents that they need, the resources that they need, the provision that they need to bring forth those witty ideas and wisdom that you've given us, Lord God, that we will be a blessing, not just to each other, not just to ourselves, but to our country, to other countries, to the planet, for your glory, Father. God, we thank you. We ask you to bless and watch over every man, woman, boy, and girl, all of our children, all of our schools, our high schools, our elementary schools, our junior high schools. We ask that your spirit will roam the halls, God. We ask that you would heal, deliver, protect, minister to all of our children, Lord God, that they will grow up and seek your face and come to know you, Father, that they will embrace your laws. They will embrace your love. They will embrace you. Father, we thank you for all that you're done. We thank you for all that you're doing, and we glorify you. We praise you and we honor you. We give you thanksgiving, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Cheryl. I appreciate that. You know, folks, we want to teach you how to pray for your business. And the way that we do that, or the way we're doing it right now, is we're going through the Circle Maker book. And the Circle Maker book, this is a book written by Mark Batterson. And Mark Batterson is a pastor on the East Coast. And he wrote this book called the Circle Maker book. And we've been going through it. And some of the chapters, I want to read some of these because we're into chapter 12 now. But we started out talking about dream big. So when you are praying, don't pray Casper prayers.
Yeah.
Okay. And don't pray Jack prayers. We want to pray God prayers. So, you know, Casper prayers like, God, I need a new suit. I need a new car. I need some new shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We need to pray God prayers, which are larger than that. Because, mm-hmm. you know, God's saying, you know, son, if you need some new shoes, go out and buy you some shoes. You can do that. Okay. But, God prayers are prayers that change nations,
right.
that cause mm-hmm. Large in the life, things that are well out of our control.
Mm-hmm.
They're only in God. You know, when that happens, you know, that's all God,
mm-hmm.
because there's no way that mm-hmm. I could have done it. There's no way we could have done it, but our prayers caused it to happen. So we talked about dreaming big, and then we talked about praying hard. A lot of times, especially in the Western version of spirituality or religion, we pray for like 2 minutes and call it a day, right? Whereas in some cultures, they pray all day, you know, and they don't cease. They pray and pray and pray until something happens. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, mm-hmm. they don't even stop.
Mm-hmm.
They pray day in, day out, night happens, and the next morning they're still praying until something happens. So we need to think about that and pray hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then the chapter we're in now, or the circle that we're in now, is thinking long.
Mm-hmm.
So praying hard is good, but we also need to pray long or
prayers that leave a legacy.
Right. Legacy type prayers.
Yes. Yes.
Sometimes it's a prayer that it's not even for you specific, or it won't
happen in your lifetime.
In your lifetime, your generation. It's for your children, for your grandchildren. And they talked about some different types of trees that you plant, they don't even mature for 70 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not even planting it for your family. You're planting it for your children and for your grandchildren.
Children.
Mm-hmm. And this one gentleman in the book, the story in the book, he was planting this plant, and the young man came by and said, "Sir, why are you planting that tree? You know, that tree?" And he said, "Well, because my father, my grandfather planted the ones that I'm harvesting now. And if I don't continue that, then my children and grandchildren won't be able to do what I'm doing right now."
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty powerful. So those are the kind of prayers we need to be doing. We need to be drawing prayer circles around our families, around our communities, around our countries, mm-hmm. around politicians, I mean, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it can be long and boring, because you could be praying and it's nothing's happening, or at least it seems like nothing's happening.
Right.
Because you're not seeing it.
You don't see the fruit right away.
You don't see the fruit
right away. And that, I think you alluded to that. We kind of like to see results soon.
Yeah.
You know, I've been praying for this, you know, for maybe a week.
Right.
You know, maybe a month, and nothing's happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
But to stay in the ring and continue to fight the good fight and continue to pray until you see a manifestation of your prayers.
Yeah. Yeah. In the book, he talks about sleepless nights. We love a good night's sleep, but sleepless nights are what define our lives.
Hmm.
That's deep.
Yeah, it is.
There's a lot of deep stuff in this book. This book is awesome, folks. If you haven't gotten a copy, you need to get a copy because it's going to help you in your prayer life when it comes to praying for your business. He also talks about if you plant yourself in one place and let your roots grow deep, there is no limit to what God can do.
Amen.
Right. As opposed to you just zipping around here and there, you're doing this, you're doing that every week. It's funny because in the home-based business industry, because I'm known in the industry, I get called by everybody and they tell me about the next thing they got. And I'm saying, but weren't you just in the deal last week? You had a deal that was to, you know, take over the world and it was a cure for cancer. And, you know, what happened to that? Oh, well, you know, no, it's still there. It's still good. I'm still doing that. But this came along. This shiny coin came along. And I just, oh, I couldn't resist it. It was just too powerful. I had to do it. I said, okay, you know. And then 2 months later, another shiny coin pops up. And just keep popping up, popping up. I said, you know, I know people that have been in 4 or 5 deals in 6 months. I said, you know, you're never going to get a blessing if you're hopping around like that.
I believe that that's one of the things that you teach in ASA. Absolutely. Is that in home-based businesses, especially, you need to be consistent.
Yeah.
If you consistently do the things that need to be done, you will see fruit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you're listening to the Bible, the Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. I am your host, Casper Stockham, and Deborah Smith is normally with us. She may be with us later in the show. She's doing something. I don't know what she's doing there in Phoenix in 80 degree weather. What's up with that?
You sound like you're jealous.
I am a little jealous.
Okay.
But my lovely wife, Cheryl, is here in the studios with us, and we have a stalker in the studio as well, Jack Golson. He hung around. He was excited to see what was going on in here. So, but we'll be right back after these messages.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. I am your host, Casper Stockham, and I have my lovely wife, Cheryl, in studios. And Jack Golson is still here in studios with us as well. And Deborah Smith is back with us on the line from Phoenix, Arizona. I think she took a sabbatical or something, but she's back. And we're excited to bring some tools and techniques and strategies to you. And one of the things that we found was an awesome article and book, I believe, called Defragging Your Day. Deborah, are you there?
Yes, I am. Defrag Your Day. And it's 10 Keys to Less Success and Getting More Done. And it's by Bob Wilson.
Oh.
And it is a pretty good book. I really enjoyed it. It's not a very big book, but it just goes right to the point.
Yeah.
The first key is your sneakiest enemy. And so the sneakiest enemy is email.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Yeah. And he says the average worker spends 28% of their time on email, which equals more than 10 hours a week.
Wow. That's a lot of time.
Yeah, that's something. You know what I found, Deborah? I don't know if I heard that on this show or somewhere else, but when I have calls to make and things to do, when I get to my desk, I do not turn on my computer. I don't check my email. I don't look at Facebook until I have completed that major task of making the phone calls I need to make.
Wow.
I have found that when I do that and get that out of the way, my day, I have accomplished more.
Yeah.
But the moment I go to my computer and I open up my email or go to Facebook, hours have passed.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've gotten less than half of what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely right. And that's exactly what he's saying. You know, we need to get focused on what the right things we need to do and watch these energy stealers. He says email has become a very bad habit. And so to become more productive, we need to change our relationship with email and start with a non-email task, just what you're talking about, Cheryl.
Wow. So you automatically doing the right thing. You didn't even know.
There you go. Look at
how
that.
How about that?
I'm impressed. Get on board.
I impressed myself.
And the second key is goals and daily activities.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, let's connect. So he says, like you're driving a car and to change direction, you need to slow down or stop.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that getting out of autopilot mode is very important. And so our goals, our action steps, and our daily activities, they need to line up. So if our activities don't line up with our goals, then we need to change our activities.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah. That's like we have the daily action report card because we know the activities, the actions that people need to be taking in order to be successful.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And we also talk about getting off the treadmill, that routine that we get into that's not being productive and we're still on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's so easy when you're at home to get sidetracked and find yourself doing the non-productive things more than the profitable, productive things.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, being home, it's just like you've got to really work on shifting your mindset. What's about the third key?
Deborah, you still there? Deborah? I think we may have lost Deborah, but that's okay. We're going to continue on here. And what we're going to do now is we're going to switch gears a little bit, and we're going to talk about clarity. Your first priority is clarity.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So how do you get clarity? And the first one is your vision must be realistic. So your business vision or your business goal must be realistic when it comes to that.
Absolutely. Because sometimes we have such big goals that the amount of what it's going to take for us to accomplish that,
right.
It makes it more difficult.
It makes it difficult, yeah.
And you set yourself up for then disappointment because you didn't accomplish that.
Right.
But it was too big.
It was too big and you didn't have the right team or resources there to make it happen because you can have this awesome plan for a business, but you have to realize you need a team.
That's right.
You know, most of the time you can't build it by yourself. You either need a team or a database or both.
Right.
In order for it to happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The next one is you have to have the resources to achieve the vision. Okay. So I kind of
just said that
myself. Yeah. You know. And then you also need a defined time frame is also necessary. So you need to set some goals, put the plan in action, say, okay, we're going to do this for 90 days or 6 months or a year or whatever, and then be able to go back and evaluate that plan.
And see if it's working.
And make sure it's working.
And if it's not, don't be afraid to tweak it.
Right, right. Be very willing to tweak it.
If you set a goal or an objective that's too high and lofty and you find that out, then it's okay to reassess.
Right.
Was it plan, view, redo?
Plan, do, review. Yes.
Plan, do, review.
Yeah.
And come up with a different plan.
Right.
And try it again.
Right, right. I know there are some things that we were doing with ASA. We have been doing it for years.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now come to the point that we realized they were not working.
Right. Right.
So we said, you know what? We got to let that go. Even though it was a part that we loved to do, it wasn't producing. Right. So we need to let that go and move on.
But you know, sometimes it's timing too. It maybe it's just not working for the time or the phase that you're in mm-hmm. right now.
Right.
Maybe it's something you just continue and then you bring it back.
Bring it back, yeah.
At a later date.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're looking at doing. Okay. All right. I think we have Deborah back on the line, but we were just going through here. Let's see. Deborah, you still there? I don't hear. Okay. All right. Now, the next one is the time frame has to be meaningful and within reach to the people that are engaged. So if you have a team and you're telling them, okay, team, we're going to land on the moon tomorrow. And there's a, I don't think, sir, excuse me, I don't think we can do it tomorrow.
Well, yeah.
Maybe in 90 days. Can we get 90 days to land on the moon? You know, so you have to be realistic and set those time frames that mm-hmm. make sense mm-hmm. to the team.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you should be more.
You don't want to underestimate, but you don't want to overestimate and, right. you know, put something on the team that when right. the team's actually not ready.
Right, right. You're going to get some, sometimes the leaders get so excited and rah-rah about it that their rah-rah is not, you know, mm-hmm. I'm a technician. So the salesperson always goes out and sells this incredible system.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, as a technician, have to now produce that incredible system they just sold. And the client has all these expectations about this system that's going to do all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, okay, you know, we don't have that. That piece is not working right. You do know that. I'm talking to the salesperson. You know, that piece doesn't work. And you know, this piece doesn't work. And you know, in order for us to do what you just sold,
mm-hmm.
thousands of dollars,
mm-hmm.
you do realize that we're going to have to do all these other, you know, switch it around.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, well, I thought it was said in the manual that it would. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That happens.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one is understand the benefits of achieving your vision. So that's what, as a visionary, you need to start to explain that to the, you need to disseminate that information to the team so they can start to see that vision
mm-hmm.
and understand what are the benefits. Okay, team, if we land on the moon, what does that mean?
Right.
You know, what does that look like? How is it going to feel to us once we get there? You know, mm-hmm. we're going to have the sense of accomplishment, you know, the first one's there or mm-hmm. whatever it is. You got to be able to articulate that message to the team
mm-hmm.
so that they are excited and on board with the whole process.
Mm-hmm. Now, honey, would that be like your why? Would that be like keeping the why, helping the team
yes.
to keep reviewing what their why is
yeah.
so that they can keep the same enthusiasm mm-hmm. and focus
right.
on accomplishing that because it's always before them.
Right.
You know, it's keeping your list of goals,
right.
keeping it before you, review it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what your why is. Put it in front of you so you can review it every day so that you can not lose sight or mm-hmm. focus of what, how great it's going to be
yeah.
when you accomplish that.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a couple whys. It's not just your why. It's, mm-hmm. it's the overall opportunity why.
Yeah.
And hopefully your why fits into that somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't, you're in the wrong program.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. you have to be able to fit your why into that
mm-hmm.
larger why. You know, so if the larger why is landing on the moon and your why is to be a part of that, then that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, then you need to figure something else out.
Understood.
Yeah. So I think, Deborah, are we back? Nope.
Nope. Not yet.
Okay. She's not back yet. All right. So.
Was that all of them, honey?
That was all of those. Yeah. I do have some questions that have come in from the listening audience. So let me see if. I'm sorry. How much time we have left?
About 2 minutes and 10 seconds.
Okay. I'm going to try to find some questions that we had coming in. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. There is some great information from Legal Shield
mm-hmm.
that I wanted to share with you. And we're not going to be able to get to any of these steps, maybe just one. And these are 7 money-saving tips for the holiday shopping season.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, what this is from Legal Shield because they're, you know, they do the identity theft protection and all
right,
that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
So we'll probably only be able to get to one before our guest shows up. But the first one is beware of pricing that is too good to be true.
They normally say if it's too good to be true.
It probably is.
It probably is.
Yeah. So So check reviews on the discounts and items and make sure they do not have major problems. A $250 TV might not seem like such a good deal if it does not make it to 2015. So, you know, right. You buy that the TV at a great price, but only lasts you a year.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, another thing it makes me think of is technology. Yeah. Technology, it could be the one that's on sale, mm-hmm. but it's the one that the technology for it is going out.
Right.
So when that year's up, you got a good deal, but you're no longer in the top technology arena anymore.
Right.
You got obsolete
yeah.
technology.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, we had some technical difficulties, but we are going to be right back with the Bible the Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. I'm your host, Casper Stockham, and we lost our other host from Phoenix. She probably just took another sabbatical, but we're going to try to get her back on the line. We have a guest coming in studios as well. She should be here in any moment. My lovely wife, Cheryl, is here with us, and Jack Golson is still here with us in the studios. You can find us at asanetwork.biz. You can also go to Facebook and do a search for ASA Network. We love you to do the love tap, and that means tell a positive story. When you do that, we'll share your story and your business on the radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15 to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services in the Denver metro area. Call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome back to Bible and Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. I'm your host, Casper Stockham, and Deborah Smith is back with us all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. You know, at Bible to Business, we believe in working hard and praying hard to enhance the success rate of home-based businesses. And we are fortunate to have our guest in studio with us today, who is here, Katie Myers. And Katie is the CEO of Pure Communication, LLC. She and her company focus on the statistic that 68% of customers that leave because they never feel appreciated. How sad.
It is. That's very sad. It's a big number.
Yeah. So we asked Katie to come in and talk to us about all things dealing with communication, but dealing with the business communication and how can we be more effective in doing that. I'm sure most of it would be just hire Katie and that'll just take care of it all.
Let her worry about it.
Right.
Here, Katie, you fix that.
There you go. Yeah. Go for it. Done. Done.
So, Katie, welcome to the show. Tell our listening audience a little bit about Katie.
You bet. And I want to thank you guys so much for the opportunity to be here and to share my story. Mm-hmm. So, Pure Communication and myself, really where it started was I was in the insurance industry for 6 years. So I had a lot of phone calls that I had to make. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those were to existing customers. Mm-hmm. You know, they're either coming mm-hmm. up for renewal or we just hadn't heard from them in a long time. Mm-hmm. So I quickly fell in love with kind of flipping the script, if you will, from, you know, the sales perspective mm-hmm. and learning how to really effectively communicate on the phone.
Right.
And then that in turn turned into, okay, well, what are all the other ways that we should be proactively talking to our customers mm-hmm. so that it's not when they owe you money
right.
that you're talking to them
right,
for the
right.
only time.
Right.
So,
right.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where my background is from and where my passion stems from is creating that communication. Mm-hmm. And you guys know this, you guys preach this. It's about relationships.
Yeah.
You know, it's the human to human connection. Mm-hmm. And in business, especially, you know, for any salespeople or anything that we're taught, any sales training that you get, they take the human element out of it and it yeah. becomes really transactional. So,
yeah.
That's what we do is we put the human back into business.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, and I think a lot of times we feel that I don't know if it's better, but we focus more on getting new clients than mm-hmm. we do on keeping the current ones that mm-hmm. we have.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And that it's definitely important. Mm-hmm. What I tell people is that it's 50-50. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at your marketing and you look at that for the year and, you know, or you're doing your review, mm-hmm. take a look at what you are doing prospecting wise, mm-hmm. but then you've got to have an equal amount mm-hmm. that you're doing to keep your existing customers as well. Even if that customer base is 10. You know, it should start with that very first client that you ever get.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And I know, Katie, for me, it's hard to, when you think about connecting with your current customers, mm-hmm. it's how often.
Mm-hmm.
It's always that you don't want to
overwhelm them.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Them.
Right. Mm-hmm. But then you don't want to stay off too far. So
right.
it's like, so how many times, how long, what should I do?
Yeah.
You know, what's,
that is such a great question.
Yeah.
And that's usually a big hindrance for a lot of people is, you know, I don't want to even come close to the line of annoying them.
Right.
Or, you know, making them stand off. So our rule of thumb is you should at the very least talk to them once a quarter.
Hmm.
Once
okay.
a quarter.
Okay. No, that's a good standard.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, the second part of that is, okay, well, that's great, Katie, but what do I say?
Right.
What am I going to say to them?
Mm-hmm.
So you can very easily start that by, you know, just going off of something to do with the seasons. Right now, you can talk about the holidays
or
you know, you can do some type of communication with them. We, of course, encourage that should be a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can do kind of those passive pieces more on a monthly basis, like send them your email communication, whether that's a newsletter or, mm-hmm. you know, just some type of outreach.
Mm-hmm.
We're huge fans of handwritten thank you cards
mm-hmm.
because, you know, we're very old school in our marketing tactics here.
Well, you know, the old school things actually are coming back and they work mm-hmm. better. Because people are missing that personal touch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think I heard this guy talk about one time. He said he was such a good customer to a client. They decided to let him speak to somebody.
Wow! Yeah.
Because even as a customer, I always, especially when I have an issue,
mm-hmm.
the last thing I want to do is speak to an automated service.
Yep. Although, oh gosh, yeah, that'll make you pretty upset.
Yeah. I want a real person.
Mm-hmm. Although the other day, I was calling some company. I can't remember the company now, but I spoke to a very polite automated system. Oh man, they were just, oh, thank you. And may I have such and such? Thank you. That's so nice of you. Uh-huh.
They're upgrading them.
Yeah. That was the upgraded model.
But I still want a real person. Mm-hmm. And if I'm having trouble and I'm irritated or my bill's not right or I need somebody to come and fix something, I want a real person to talk to me.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And with that, when you, if say, you know, that company that you're working with that you may have, you know, an issue or a question, if they had proactively been communicating with you, wouldn't you feel more comfortable calling them?
Yeah.
Or, you know, having that conversation? And not only that, but you'd probably feel comfortable talking to anyone within that office. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing that we try to practice, is that you have to create that culture within your business that no matter who your customer is calling, whoever answers the phone or whoever's available, they should be able to help at some extent.
Yeah. Right.
So by even just introducing your team, for example, my company is myself and then my beautiful, beautiful right-hand gal, Grace Child.
And we know Grace.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So when she came on board with me, I did a formal announcement to everyone saying, hey, you know, here's who she is, gave her, you know, some background, told about her story. Mm-hmm. And so they know that at any time, if I'm not available or, you know, if they're just calling in for the first time, they know that they're going to be taken care of exactly the same way that I would have.
Right.
So very you just important. Have to breed that culture of having those relationships within your business so that it can permeate without.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, that's another thing that I liked, is that when I did have an issue and I was calling in, I had one person I can talk to. Mm-hmm. I can call and say, I want to speak to Katie. Mm-hmm. Is Katie available? And Katie would answer. So Katie, this is Cheryl. How you doing?
Yeah.
This is what's happening with my account. I don't know, you know,
right.
And you know, and even though I may only talk to Katie once a month or once a quarter, but I knew Katie.
Yeah.
Katie knew me.
You have a relationship.
Right. Yes. Right. And Katie was like, okay, Michelle, let me see what I can do to help you. And I remember what happened the last time. We'll fix it.
Yeah.
That makes you feel special.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
You know, but as you grow, you have to now start to pass some of that on, you know, like you did with Grace. So so we call that speaking a common team language.
Ooh, I love
so
that.
Yeah. So you can steal it now. So.
I will. Thank you. I will give you a credit.
So as long as the team members are all sounding the same, and not like robotic, but you still have that same energy, that same passion, and you know, things like that. That's what you want to spread to other team members.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not like when you call the phone company and you talk to Jerry and you tell Jerry your problem.
Yeah.
And then he has to transfer you to Rick.
Yeah. Right.
You have to tell Rick the same problem over again.
Yeah.
And then he has to transfer you to another department and then you get Bill.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah. Yes.
It is annoying.
But they tell you, the automated voice comes on and said, this call may be recorded. And I'm saying, please record this call.
Are you guys using this for anything? If you are recording it, do you listen to it later? Because come on now. There are some improvements.
Yeah, when you work with the phone company, hate to say it, but when you, I don't care which phone company it is.
You are right.
Sometimes it takes you 3 to 5 people to get to the one person that can actually help you.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Right.
So I kind of want to touch on that. One of the main things that whenever we have a conversation with someone about, okay, what are you doing for retention? Mm-hmm. The first question that we ask them is, how do you keep track of your clients? And do you keep track of, you know, do you take notes on when you interact with them and things like that? Mm-hmm. More common than not, they don't have one, which is okay, but it will be a lot better and a lot easier for them. So we automatically give them suggestions to implement what's called a CRM, a customer relationship manager. Mm-hmm. And there's free software that will do it. There's, you know, it gets as robust as you want it to be. But then you can help breed that inner culture by keeping notes so that, you know, if it were Grace that answered the phone. Mm-hmm. She can look up Sue Smith mm-hmm. and see the last time that we had any type of communication right. with her, right. what type of business we do with her. Right. So it just, it helps to create that instead of having to go, oh, you know, I don't know this person, so mm-hmm. let me transfer it to someone. Mm-hmm. You automatically have all of that information. Yeah. So I yeah. would say that that's probably one of the very first steps yeah. is to investigate that and put something in place for your business that you can keep track of that. Even if it is just yeah. yourself, mm-hmm. when you do grow, that's going to be a huge savior of your business.
Mm, yeah, very yeah. good.
Mm-hmm. I know I worked at
that's a good idea.
Yeah, I worked at Comcast for many years in the business, a business to business customer service department, and we had all the latest software for tracking all the, you know, conversations and all that. But it was frustrating because there were things when a customer would call in, the culture at Comcast didn't allow for me to necessarily fix that problem. Mm-hmm. So I almost always had to pass it to another tier or so another department. It's extremely frustrating for customers calling in. You just want your problem solved.
Yep.
and I contrast that with like Amway. Mm-hmm. If you call into Amway customer service, the first person that answers that phone can fix your problem. You will not leave that conversation without your problem being fixed. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's a return of a product, something's not working mm-hmm. or whatever. They have because the Amway Corporation has given them that power mm-hmm. to make any decision, mm-hmm. you know, when it comes to your order.
Right.
So
I think that's a key word you said, Casper, is they gave them the power to do that.
Yeah. Right.
If you don't give the people working with you the power to resolve people's issues, right. then, you know, they feel inadequate. And then the customer feels, you know, very frustrated and angry that yeah. they can't get resolution, yeah. you know, and it really kind of defeats the whole business. You know,
absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whenever I had to take care of at the company I worked at before, whenever I had to take care of phone issues, mm-hmm. I automatically set aside a good hour
right.
Which of is my absurd. Time during the day yeah. because yeah. I knew it was going to take me that long right. to get my problem solved.
Right. So
being transferred from one department to the next department.
Yeah. yeah. So I think that especially, you know, for your listeners and the best way to remedy that is mm-hmm. to start breeding that culture from day one that
yeah.
everyone to an extent can the common questions that are coming into your business, mm-hmm. every single person should be able to answer those.
Right.
Yeah. Very good.
Very good.
Yeah.
So we are in studios with Katie Myers. She's here. She's excited. She's telling us about how to effectively run our businesses and keep those clients, you know, those precious clients that we have now, how to keep them and how to grow our business. So we're going to be, you're listening to the Bible Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. That's ctkradio.org. You can find us at asanetwork.biz. You can also find us on Facebook at ASA Network, and we'll be right back after these messages.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
Aday Ajala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Back to Bible the Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, that's ctkradio.org. You know, folks, we air at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday. And we're excited to have Deborah Smith on the line from Phoenix, Arizona, co-host, and Cheryl, my lovely wife Cheryl, is here in studios. And we have Katie Myers here as well, and she's been giving us some great information about her company and how we can actually be more effective when it comes to holding on to our clients. I know you talked about CRM software, and I know there are some good ones out there. Some are free, some are paid. Mm-hmm. Are there any particulars that you are more fond of?
Yes.
I have been through a few, mm-hmm. Not only with peer communication, but then in my previous life mm-hmm. in insurance. And so I've seen the really kind of big dog ones, mm-hmm. and then I've seen the ones that are really good places to start.
Right.
But the one that we use internally and the one that we consistently recommend mm-hmm. Is actually a company that's based out of Fort Collins, Colorado. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we love that.
Yeah.
And it's called All Pro Web Tools.
All Pro Web Tools.
All Pro Web Tools. And you can find them at allprowebtools.com.
Okay. Is that a free one?
It is incredibly inexpensive. It's $10 a month. And the reason that I like it that way is because you can have unlimited users. So most of the platforms and softwares that you're going to find, mm-hmm. you're going to have to pay. You know, I was using a previous one before and I had to pay $20 for myself,
right.
but then $20 a month for Grace as well.
Right.
So this allows you to have unlimited users
for $10 a month.
For $10 a month.
Okay.
$10 a month. And their customer service is, oh my gosh, just impeccable. Mm-hmm. I mean, they give you all different avenues to get those resources. So that's who we use internally. But there's a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of other options
that you can use. Zoho.
That's who I was using previously. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And you can start out free version with them too. Mm-hmm. So there's absolutely one to fit every business. Mm-hmm. So, the All Pro Web Tools is right for us. It may not be right for everyone, mm-hmm. but we can definitely help people explore that and kind of see, you know, it really just depends on what the needs are.
Right.
So, you know, right. if you're just looking at something to handle internally so you know who you talk to when,
mm-hmm.
Basically any of those platforms can help you with that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what size business do you normally work with?
So there's two sides of what we do.
Okay.
So the first is from an implementation standpoint and actually creating the messaging and the customer attention plans.
Mm-hmm.
Those are typically solopreneurs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they are, you know, they may have one or two employees. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of typical. And then we actually do a training aspect of what we do as well for mm-hmm. people that do have a bigger staff.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually about five or more. So mm-hmm. they want to do the implementation themselves, but mm-hmm. they perhaps need some training as to how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll still help create the messaging because, you know, you've heard the adage, the cobbler's children have no shoes, mm-hmm. right?
Right?
So
mm-hmm.
it's really difficult to create your own messaging.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we can help with that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, typically I would probably say about 80% of our business that we work with is solopreneurs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So as a sole entrepreneur or even a home-based business mm-hmm. Person, like a lot of our listeners are home-based business people.
Yeah.
We always tell them that, you know, it's good to be into your product and service and so forth, but what separates you mm-hmm. from everybody else?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're selling coffee mm-hmm. and so are 1,000 other people, you know,
yep, as they are, yeah.
Right. So why should I join you as opposed to joining somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like to me, some of the tools and strategies that you're talking about help mm-hmm. them separate themselves from the pack.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is the most fun and rewarding part of what we get to do.
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know, we sit down, we go through a process. It's about a 2.5 hour meeting that we go through.
Wow.
And we ask all of the right questions mm-hmm. to figure out, why are you different?
Mm-hmm.
What can we say about you? You know, what are these really special things that are coming out? And what makes them human? Those
yeah.
are the things that
right.
people are going to connect
mm-hmm.
to.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because especially in those types of industries, mm-hmm. everybody has the same benefits and features, right?
Right.
So where's the human connectivity? What's going to drive someone to want to have a relationship with you?
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things that we draw out and create the messaging for to really make that dynamic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also with what you say you are, you need to be that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say you have excellent customer service and it's really, you know, better than everybody else's, then really you better have better customer service, you know?
Absolutely. You are spot on about that, Deborah. And that's, you know, something that we're going to ask those questions
mm-hmm.
and, you know, if there needs to be some changes internally,
mm-hmm.
we'll make sure that we can kind of help them with assisting that because your brand is everything.
Yes.
And so you are your brand, especially if you're a solopreneur,
right.
it's even more important than.
Yeah.
So you have to make sure that you're following through on all of those things. So
yeah.
that's a really, really great point.
Yeah.
Katie, do you have a tool to help people to, like, because you can think you're doing what you're saying you're doing, but really from somebody else's perspective looking in, you're not. So do you have any tools or ways to help them to actually measure to see if they're actually doing what they say they think they're doing?
You know, we do. And that kind of comes down to some more consultative training pieces that we do. So we have some companies that we work with to help with like secret shopping and things like that. We highly encourage and can help put together some surveys, things just to really be able to get those statistics and results of, you know, are you saying what you're doing and what is the perception that you're giving to your customers? So yes, definitely we can help with that too. You bet.
Now, Katie, when I spoke with you, you also mentioned something to the effect of email campaigns and social media assistance.
Yes. So most of the clients that come to us, they started a Facebook page like 6 years ago and haven't done anything with it. Since then. And so we help again.
That doesn't happen.
Right. Yeah. I know. What? Yeah. Rarity. But so going along that branding side of things, so we want to make sure that they're at least having a presence and some consistency. So in those emails that we're sending out, a really good tip is you should always be about 90% educational and 10% promotional. So keep that in mind. For example, what we do is we put together, you know, throughout the month, we have a theme. Right now we're talking about staying focused through the end of the year, right? Trying to reach your goals and all the craziness that's going to happen.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah. Right? A little distracted, I think. So we put together, you know, we found some blogs and wrote some of our own and found some videos and articles and things like that. And so we just put those links out with a little blurb about staying focused. And then, you know, we have on our sidebar in the email newsletter that just says, you know, are you on our VIP mailing list? If not, you know, come see us. And at the bottom, you know, let us know if we can help you implement any strategies.
Sure.
So there really is barely any promotion or selling that we're doing. And we get huge responses because people want that information. They want the education. So we do then the same thing on social media. So we just help them gain a presence. So we just, you know, make it so that, okay, if they do have a Facebook page, something is being said on it. And then we have very strategic partners that if they're looking to, you know, do more lead generation and get more of a following, things like that, then we pass it off to the experts because we want to remain true to what we know that we're good at.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
So in short, if I was to summarize up Pure Communications, you come in and you become the customer service department.
That's a great way
for a client.
Exactly. Now, that's a great way of putting
even answering calls from your clients.
That is the one side that we do not do.
Okay.
And the reason that we don't do that is just because we cannot guarantee that we're going to be able to pick up the phone. So
and it sounds like you wouldn't have necessarily the expertise to do that either.
Yeah, I mean, we because we do make the outbound phone calls on their behalf. So we do, you know, in that discovery session I was talking about, we become very, you know, kind of 101, very basic FAQ kind of educated, so that they're not, you know, having to feel like there's a disconnect because we're calling on behalf of that company. So the customer on the receiving end doesn't know that we're a third party. And we never want it to seem that way. We are that extended customer service department.
So you're calling as XYZ company. You're not calling as Pure Communications.
You got it. Okay. Exactly right.
Okay.
Very good.
Exactly right.
So what's the goal for Pure Communications? Where do you look to go from here?
Oh, there's big goals. Big goals, big vision for Pure Communications. So the goal is to, you know, have a good standing. We're getting pretty well known in the South Metro area. Next goal is to work our way up into Fort Collins, where thanks to All Pro Web Tools, we got to, we hang out with them when we go up there. So we're getting some good exposure. And then going down south as well. So we really want that presence in the Front Range. The goal is to always have it have that relationship feel because we are an extension of someone's business. So it will never be, you know, kind of the call center aspect where they're just getting into, you know, where they get transferred to four different people. So it will be, you know, small enough little pockets throughout Colorado and then across the nation that are, you're able to come in and sit down with us if you need to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the goal.
Nice. Very nice.
So how do we reach you? How do people get to find out about True Communications?
Well, there's lots of ways. Of course, you can call us. and how you can do that, our main number is 720-465-7733. You can call me directly, 720-255-6195. Easiest thing to do is probably just to visit our website, which is purecomllc.com. So that's purecomllc.com.
Okay.
And you can connect with us on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and all of those fun things that are out there. So I highly encourage any of the listeners, if they're interested in getting some more tips, you can join our email news list, our VIP mailing list. You can do that by visiting the website, and they'll get an instant downloadable how to increase your customer loyalty in 10 easy steps.
Nice.
So wow. It's a pretty cool step.
Like that.
Nice. Yeah.
What are maybe one or two of those steps? We have just maybe a couple minutes left here.
You bet. So first, I would say is just start with those handwritten thank you cards.
Okay.
Even if you're just doing them once a quarter.
Yeah, and I do that.
Yeah. And it's very, very powerful because, again, it's one of those kind of old school things, but it shows that you actually took time
to do it. Mm-hmm.
To recognize them.
Yeah.
So that's one of them. And then I would say one of the ones that I really, really love is being a resource.
Mm-hmm.
So be that person that no matter what your customer is looking for, you have a connection for it.
Yeah.
Our very mutual friends here, the Experience Pros, do a phenomenal job of that.
Yes.
So, you know, we know because of that network, we can be that resource because we know, you know, who all to send somebody to. So.
Yeah.
I would say that those are probably two of the kind of juiciest steps
they
that
are
you can
very
do.
Very juicy and very, very awesome. I appreciate that.
You bet.
We're in studios with Katie Myers from Pure Communication, and just a wealth of knowledge when it comes to helping you get a better handle on your clientele and being that customer service or bringing that customer service aspect up. You're listening to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. I'm your host, Casper Stockham, and Deborah Smith in Phoenix, Arizona. We will see you on the next show.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.